5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us right now is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. He is also the host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL on Saturdays. Larry, good morning.
Morning, Mary.
So the House Freedom Caucus leadership chairman Mark Meadows has called on the Republican leadership to cancel the August recess so that they can work on tax reform and health care and get these things done. Do you think this is a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a terrific idea. And formally, the House Freedom Caucus voted to approve this. So you probably have, I don't know, 30, 40 votes right there. But I think they should take it to the leadership. I think it should take a vote on the floor. It may be the form of a resolution, I'm not sure. It should also be considered by the Senate. I mean, look, the way this calendar works, they may get a health care reform bill this summer, maybe. I think they're getting closer, and that's a good thing, although I don't know all the details yet. But the way the calendar works after the August recess is there just aren't, in my view, there aren't enough days to get a good tax reform bill passed. Just I don't see it happening this year, and next year is also an unknown. And furthermore, I think it should be a slimmed-down tax cut bill. In other words, Steve Moore and I have written, we've met with people in the White House about this. They're not going to get everything they want, the whole omnibus bill, personal taxes and business taxes. So I think they should just focus on what we're calling three easy pieces, which can pass and pass quickly. One is the repatriation of offshore cash. Two is the lower corporate tax rate for large and small businesses and pass-throughs. If you can get 15%, that's terrific. And third is immediate cash expensing to deduct your new equipment and investment. I think those three things could pass. There's a lot of support for it. It will increase the economy, create jobs, help productivity, and real wages. So I think that's the direction they should go. I think the White House is considering it. And I also think you put the two together. Here's the deal. Reconciliation, this great monster everybody talks about, reconciliation can be whatever you want it to be. There are no hard and fast rules and laws. CBO, economic growth estimates, don't have to be used. You can use 3% baseline. So a new idea, get a health care bill, and then attach the business tax cuts to the health care bill in reconciliation before the summer recess. And if they don't, then they should stay and lose their vacation until they get the people's business done.
You know, Steve Mnuchin yesterday was testifying, and he suggested that the government will run out of money by September if the administration doesn't get a debt limit increase, which they basically asked for is, look, we just need this as a stopgap while we're in pursuit of tax reform and a budget. Are you in favor of them going with a debt limit increase just to get it out of the way now?
Well, as soon as they can. I don't know what the timing is going to be. Steve Mnuchin's a good man, and he's a strong tax cutter, and he's a pro-growth guy. He wants a clean bill. That's what Treasury secretaries always ask for. I mean, he's probably right in that, theoretically. I don't think the really tough issues on that, you know, financing the government, September, October, November, they have ways and means to, you know, keep everything going. So we'll see how that shakes out. I just think right now, the issue has got to be focused on faster economic growth. And by the way, business tax cuts, including the pass-throughs, the biggest beneficiary of those tax cuts are not rich people, and they're not rich corporations. 70% of the benefits go to middle-income wage earners. It is a middle-income tax cut, predominantly. Now, if you want to add doubling of the tax deduction, which we put into the campaign tax cut plan, you want to add that, the standard deduction could be doubled. I'm fine with that. But I just don't want this to have to be a complicated bill. I don't think they can get the true individual tax reform, which I favor, but I think they have to wait on that. You know, Reagan used to say, give me a half a loaf now, and I'll get the other half later. And I think there's an important lesson in that, and I think the White House and the president needs to start messaging on this. I think they ought to endorse the Freedom Caucus idea, publicly endorse the idea of no summer vacation until they get this work done. And then I'd like to see the president speak from the Oval Office a couple of times on the benefits of his tax cut ideas. I think that's kind of leadership. It's what Reagan did many years ago, and I worked for him. It should be done again. There should be some urgency to this. So I'm with Mark Meadows and his gang 100%. And I think it ought to spread, and I'd love to see the White House take it up and agree with them.
Do you see, though, the Republicans voting for this and saying, yeah, let's cancel August recess in order to do this? I don't know if the heart is there. I think so many of them really just side with the Democrats and just want to keep the status quo.
Well, if that's true, the Republicans will suffer a lot. If they don't get the tax cut package, for example, they will be hurt in the 2018 midterms. They may be hurt badly if they don't get this work completed. They'll pay for it. But on the other hand, a little pressure from the White House, cross-ruffing to the Freedom Caucus, I think this idea of no summer recesses, I think you're going to see it spread quite a lot in the days and weeks ahead. So if the Senate wants to, you know, boycott this kind of change, look, Trump always talks about draining the swamp, not getting anything done, not meeting tax cut demands, not growing the economy faster, abiding by a bunch of old rules from reconciliation is silly. So let's start draining the swamp right here.
Hey, we punish children by taking away their recess. That's the least we could do to congressmen.
Publish children. Well, which children are getting punished?
By taking away recess. Recess, Larry. They've got recess in school. We take it away when they're in trouble.
You get a detention if you have bad behavior.
That's right.
Well, that's actually an interesting. I haven't thought about that. We should give the entire Congress a detention.
That's true. They're due for one.
I like that. I might have to use that once or twice.
Feel free. It's Vince's idea. I'll let you use it. Larry, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thank you.